having this in a second time here.
GCED, HPO, August 23rd.
Board of Legislators Committee on Housing Planning and Operations, Tuesday, the 23rd of August. Legislative time is 1:30, real time is 1:38, which isn't half bad. We are in the presence of full quorum, President Legislator Harkam, Legislator Myers, and Legislator Speckman, therefore we are open for business. Chairman Speckman.
Okay, and I call to order my committee, Generations, Cultural and Ethnic Diversity, and we have Bill Burton, myself as chairman, Judy, Sheila, and we have a quorum.
Bafo. Okay.
Is that one?
There's a movie once called The Never Ending Saga.
Right.
And I hope this is the end of it. But it's important. And when we're here to discuss universal design, so have I asked the Commissioner of Planning and Ms. Drummond, Deputy Commissioner Drummond, to join us. Members should, if you get an opportunity, if you get completely in need of something to do, please review the minutes. There are three sets of minutes. But if we can look at the revised version, he says, looking for the universal design, excuse me.
Got it, revised.
Well, good, you found it. Is this
very
one?
Small.
Oh, yes, here we are. The one that's in very small type. I don't know how we managed to do this.
Yes,
staff will be flogged until we get a serious answer. What are we doing with four-point type here? It's Bass's fault, not yours. Don't try to deflect it.
Oh, he's
young and he has good eyes.
That's correct.
The one with very small type. It's on a half a page. Steve, can we really? I mean, this is unacceptable. This really is. There is.
Yeah. All right.
Stuck immediately behind the small type version is item 3510, which is in larger type and appears to be the previous version. Am I correct about that, Steve?
Yes, that's the one.
All right. So that if we add the items that are underlined in the 3510, we would get the revised?
That I don't have.
Okay, it's clipped to the
plate. Oh, okay. No, I haven't.
Well, whose can we cannibalize to give Sheila a full set?
I gave
her. She has
two.
I got.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, great. We have a full house. All of which I just explained. Oh, Marty's here, so we can't cannibalize this.
Oh, sorry.
All of which I was about to say. Now we have everybody here, but Chief of Staff Oros, and who shows up but the Chief of Staff Oros. So we're in good form. If Mr. Oros, if you could introduce yourself and the other players from the administration for the purposes of our watching audience.
Yes, George Oros, Chief of Staff, Commissioner Ed Burroughs, Deputy Commissioner Norman Brown.
Okay, let's set the stage here. This committee unanimously signed out a universal design bill, which went to the floor of the Board of Legislators, was passed, was vetoed by the administration, and we are here today for the purposes of putting our heads together to make this work. And I'm very hopeful that because the administration is here in full force, and because staff has worked quite hard behind the scenes to make this happen, that we do in fact have a meeting of the minds. Am I correct on that matter, Mr. Oros?
Oh, yes, absolutely. In fact, just for the record, the problem with the veto was not, it was just a mix-up with the legislation.
We understand. I was not, I hope I didn't sound like I was casting aspersions.
No, you did, but we're definitely on board.
I find the phrase kumbaya moment to be hackneyed, so I chose not to use it, but it is.
Legislator Harkam may disagree. It seems to be one of his favorite.
But we use it so rarely.
Okay. In the kerfluffles that came about on this that caused the veto had to do as much as anything else with the matter of the definition of bathroom. And so if members could take a look, please, at the legislation, and the paragraph designated one, universal design features in boldface.
Which document are you looking at?
We're looking at the small type document.
This one, the 816?
Small type, yes.
The one that says revised.
The one that says revised. I'm sorry, you weren't here, Mr. Jenkins. Mr. Jenkins, Rogowski has joined us as well. Thank you very much. Does that phone indicate that Mr. Nona is on the line now? Apparently not, but he will be joining us. Look at universal design features number one down to item C, accessible bathrooms.
Which page are you on?
It's this one.
I'm sorry, on the first page of the act, in the small type, the next to last page back. Keep going.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. This was the substantial bone of contention. And if you'll please read it while I read it, just because I feel like reading it. No, we'll let Mr. Speckman read it, because this is your bill as much, if not more, than mine, and you have the rights to go to it. So why don't you read it out?
I want it to be everybody's bill because it will benefit Westchester County. Anyway, it says accessible bathrooms. Each bathroom, full or half, shall be designed at a minimum for accessibility pursuant to Type B unit requirements. If the unit design provides for habitable space on any level, that level shall be served by a full bathroom. Okay, so the question actually...
Right. There's a with an access.
Right. It's A level. They struck out the NY. Because you're working on the you're working on the large type version, Bernice.
Well, my large type says A.
Right.
Well, on the small type version, that says revised in the corner.
This is the big type says any.
It's any.
Any went to A.
Okay. Okay.
This just goes to show you how much fun it is to write legislation.
With an accessible any.
They both A.
Oh, that one.
Mm-hmm. On A level.
Okay, here.
Show her.
Yep.
Yes.
On A level.
That's
got it.
Yep. Yeah, well, I can't see anything.
Yeah, right. I know that. Okay.
This is my glasses.
Steve.
Problem.
Okay. So that is...
A revised version is what? That's not the revised version. Can you read it? Because it says it's small.
Each bedroom.
If the unit design provides for habitable space on a level, a level, comma, no comma, on a level with an accessible entrance, that level shall be served by a full bathroom.
All right, in English.
In English?
Well, through me to Norma, what do you understand as habitable space? Okay, in other words, if you have three levels, okay, and the bottom one is a playroom, just a playroom, okay?
That's habitable space.
So you want, but not a full bathroom, I would say...
I would either ask that you clarify it to mean go back to what we had talked about last time around.
Madam Chair, which are the Madam Chair, the
yes,
the Chair,
yeah.
Chair, right?
The one full back. The one that Tom Gardner had drafted after our meeting that we sent down said, one full bathroom shall be designed at a minimum for accessibility pursuant to Type B unit requirements, including blocking for future installation of grab bar. So we just said one full bath has to be the universal design. We didn't get into this accessible, unaccessible.
From just the discussion points on this particular item, because we went through this a few different times. The reason is this: the first thing is that the concern that was raised about the way that the legislation originally read, as you read, Madam Chair, was that the way that it read would require a full bathroom on any level with habitable space. And that was not the intention of the legislation.
Right.
The legislation was intended to make sure that there was a full bathroom on the accessible level. So in the case of a three, because that's the best version that we can have, is a three-story condo type thing, right? Mm-hmm. Where someone has a entrance, an accessible entrance on level, on grade. And it happens to have a playroom or family room that's the accessible entrance, that you want the type B structure to be able to have a full bathroom at that accessible level. Because the concern that you raised, Madam Chair, is you don't know when you went from being fully capable of going up and down those stairs to now that level is the only level that you have access to. So the language in speaking with Chris Crane and those folks that were dealing with this was that the compromise that made sense was that as long as that's the accessible level based on whatever standards, the type B standards, that you would have to have a full bathroom on that level. Now, the concern that Norma raised and George raised appropriately said, well, if that level just has a family room, this legislation is going to require that person build in a full bathroom for that. Well, yeah, it would. It would require that because that's the accessible level. What it does not do is require that you have a full bathroom on every level with that has habitable space. Because if you have that three-bedroom, three-floor condo that we're just talking about, the top level could be the bedrooms, and by law, that would have the bathrooms on it. The second floor could be a kitchen and right. living room and that kind of thing. That's habitable space, but there would be no bathroom in it. And the lower level, the entrance level, in the case when it's not on grade, because most of the time that first level is on grade anyway, mm-hmm. right? However, there could be situations where you have the entry level be the basement, and there could be a family room down there. So this legislation would require that in those cases, if you designed it on a steep slope, for example, mm-hmm. right, that you would be required to do that. However, the legislation then further allows, because of those kind of situations, that the commissioner of planning, in this case, Commissioner Burroughs, to have an exemption for that particular type of unit. So basically, this says that if you built a three-story condo, and the first level was on grade, that was the accessible level, and that was your design, and you built two stories up, that you would have to have a full bathroom on that. The exceptions, again, would be in those steep slope cases and expense, a full expense, but you know, if you design the accessible level at the first floor, that's what you're doing. You understand that as a design. And again, the real issue was that part that would require full bathrooms on every level in that accessible place.
Okay, with those descriptions, Mr. Burroughs.
The concern there, and that a great explanation, no question about it, because the one looking at the exceptions, I would say in a situation where you have a three-story house and the accessible level is the lower level and the bathrooms and the bedrooms are on the third floor, we would be looking for two full bathrooms. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at a cost factor here. I mean, that's what that would require, and saying, where does the money go, how do you fill the gap with this, and saying, well, we're not going to require that on the accessible level because you really want the full bathroom and the bedroom level. I mean, we'll get into those issues, clearly. But that would end up requiring almost two full bathrooms, and that may not justify both the cost or design or practicality.
I just want to ask you something, okay? I'm concerned. Originally, people move in, and that's a playroom, okay? Again, 10 years goes by, somebody has a car accident, falls off a horse, has to live down there, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, they come in that way, they're living downstairs. You have, let's say you had a half bathroom in there, but behind the wall, I just want to know if I'm right or wrong, behind the walls, we are putting in, you could put in a shower, or you could put in a bath. If a person... this happens to somebody, that you could convert it to that. You know what I'm saying to you? If somebody has to, because of health, they haven't got a chairlift, They can't get anywhere. They're going to go right in there, and that's going to be their house, and whoever is in the family with them is going to come down and take care of him, but that person will be down there. So you have the opportunity of opening the wall and giving them a shower or a bath. Am I right or am I wrong?
Wrong, right?
You're right, except that. Let's clarify this bit. In most of our affordable developments have very small footprints. Right? When they get to 1,300 square feet, it's because there's 650 square feet on each level. All right, two levels. If it goes higher than that, it's a third level. In most cases, most of our towns...
Yeah.
Why are we shaking?
I know.
Can we find that out? Thank you.
What? I know, I feel it too. I thought it was just me.
I thought it was Marty.
I was going to tell you.
Look at me.
Feel that?
Like, stop shaking.
Find out what the problem is.
I feel the chair.
Right here. I thought it was the chair.
No. I thought it was the chair too.
It has got to be an earthquake.
I decline all responsibility for that.
It stopped, right?
Well, it was either the shock or the aftershock.
It's coming back.
It's still shaking.
Mr. Chairman, I think the Committee on Public Safety will take over this meeting now.
Well, we just believed in it.
All right, Steve's finding out which is...
Given that there's nothing we can do about anything right now, please sit down and let's continue on our business.
George is out the door.
That's what I'm saying.
Did you just agree to something? You all
right. So on the point that you're raising is that the small footprint, again, from a design perspective, right? Again, when we're seeing the universal design for the funds that we're utilizing, if that's going to be the accessible level, that should be part of the consideration. It really should be one of those situations that because we gave the latitude, and Commissioner, I understand that you're saying that we may have several of those situations that occur. I really don't see that because I'm not sure how many three-story units that we've had presented to us.
Right, not many.
So again, trying to make to put the legislation to exclude the option when it's such a few opportunities to be clear to say the one, whatever level that you're going to make accessible, whatever level the designer, the developer is going to make accessible, to make sure, as Chairwoman Spreckman just said, mm-hmm. that has the ability for the bathroom. What I'm suggesting again is that having just the framework in that would not be acceptable, right? From a design perspective, you would need to make sure that full bathroom was already designed at that level. And if the footprint was small in the beginning, then it's going to be what it is. You're going to turn around and say, there's just not enough space physically to make that happen. There's not enough footprint. But if it is, it's a consideration. Again, we have too many family members that we know, not even because of accident, just because of whatever health issues that come up. All of a sudden, that basement level, that accessible level, is their level, and you don't want to spend the next 6 months, unless you're people like Legislator Rogowski that can build these kind of things, right? To be able to say, well, you need to build in a bathroom in the basement. So the accessible level, whatever that is for our disabled community for ADA compliance, it should just be designed that way in the beginning. And again, Commissioner, this legislation, and I know some of the members thought we gave too much latitude for you as Commissioner, but we think that you're all professionals to be able to say that this case doesn't make sense, right? That it doesn't fit the criteria for whatever, for cost reasons, because that's an exception for cost, for steep grades, et cetera, when you have to build and fit things in. And I think it makes sense, Madam Chair, to have that the legislation with the language in it, with the modifications, again, that is not on every level of habitable space. Thank you.
Is that satisfactory?
I just wanted, you had asked a question, Madam Chair, and you were about to answer it,
exactly.
And I just wanted to make sure you got the answer to the question you asked, because I think it needs clarification.
As I started saying, our developments have very small footprints.
Okay.
So realistically, 650 square feet is probably the size. of our, many of ours have on the first floor, it is a garage, it's a mechanical rooms, and it's the stairs to get upstairs. There's no habitable
space. Excuse me, Chad, what's up? It sounds like they're evacuating the building. So I'm sorry,
they're evacuating the building across the street.
All right, so if they're evacuating the building across the street, that would be...
There was a tremor.
So we're going to find out what's going on.
I mean, you don't want this legislation passed. And that's it.
I think we should just change it the way it is. Mr. Chairman, I'm prepared to move this legislation forward at this point in time.
Would you accept a vote right now?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, what's going on? This meeting is going to be postponed while we evacuate the building.
Are we evacuating? Are we evacuating across the street?
All right. We will. I am hereby declaring a recess of this committee meeting. We will meet again at the call of the chair.
Can we take our stuff?
Take your stuff.